Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off on Friday, and we've been looking at the principle of faith. And we started to look at Romans 4:17, how God calls things that are not as though they were. I want to encourage you, if you haven't listened thus far, please go back. You can go online, traditionalworshipcenter.com, and watch so you can catch up, be in place where we need to be so that you can grow in your faith. And so we've got to call things that are not as though they were. Problem is, too many of us are calling things that are as though they are, and we solidify the problem. And so we're training you, and God's training us on how to call things that are not as though they were. He did that with Abraham, got him to call himself father of nations before there was anything there. There were no kids, but he called what was not as though they were. And so we've been looking at that to see how we should do it God's way. And we've got to say what God says, because God watches over His word to perform it. And really, when you look at it, words were for creation right in the beginning. We saw Adam and Eve creating, well, Adam creating all the animals by the words of his mouth, Jesus or God creating the universe and everything therein by the words of his mouth. And we know that the worlds are held together and held up by the word of God. So words have creative power more than they have for communicating. So let's pick it up right now and see where God's taking us.
We've got to start saying things over our lives that God says about us. And do you know, each and every one of you do it every Sunday here, every Wednesday here. And if you're online, you do it as well. You did it this morning. This is my Bible. And you said, I have what it said I have. I can do what it said I can do. I am what it says I am. You say what God says. You've got to say what God says. Stop saying feelings and emotions. Stop saying what the principle said about you. Stop saying what anyone says about you. Start saying what God says about you. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He has the first word, and by goodness, He's going to get the last word. Amen. So if you say what God says, He says, I watch over my word to perform it. In Jeremiah 1:12, He watches over His word to perform His word. So when I'm saying God's word, He's watching to go and make it happen. And when I'm saying it in faith, by calling it when it's not there, He makes sure it happens. Amen. Make sure that what you say lines up with the word of God. Amen. Did you know? Words, now watch this, were originally meant for creation more than communication. Words were meant for creation more than for communication. You think about it. God spoke everything into existence. He spoke it all into existence, right? Adam used words to create the animals. This was all in the very beginning. Creation comes out of your mouth. Creation came out of God's mouth. Healing comes out of your mouth. Prosperity comes out of your mouth. Now, it's the Holy Spirit that does a work, because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. It's not me and my great words. No, it's me, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. And that's creative power. So God gave us authority over everything in the planet. Everything. Everyone say everything. Put your hand on your heart and say, Father God, I accept the mandate of the authority that you have given to me. You got the authority. You stand there when some demon's trying to put sickness on your child. You stand between that demon and your child. You say, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of the Lamb, by the stripes on his back, you will not touch my child. Amen. And if you don't do it, who's going to do it? You're going to go to a worldly doctor, he's going to do it? No, he's not. There are some godly doctors, they'll do it. Amen. Amen. And so words are bringing forth what's already been accomplished at the cross and before the foundation of the world. The words that you speak, God's word, is before the foundation of the world. Because before the foundation of the world, God knew you. God knew every day about you. It's written in his book. Amen. And Jesus was crucified before the foundation of the world in God's mind. And so Jesus came and accomplished what God wanted. He got it established. And now it's available to whosoever believeth on Jesus Christ. Amen. So we've got to start to call things that are not as though they were. Like I said, in God's mind, you're already free. You've already been set free. He's not coming back to go on the cross. He's not coming back to take a whipping on his back. He's not coming back to have his beard pulled out and whipped and beat up. He ain't doing any of that anymore. In God's mind, you're already free. You're already healed. You're already victory. And you're already saved. And it just goes on and on and on and on. It's a done deal. So we should stop waiting on God and get involved in your own life. And then when you got it, start training your children and teaching others. Can you say amen to that? Now, yes, two scriptures. You can write these down. Mark 11:24 and 1 John 5:14 and 15. I just want to go a little while on these two. And then we're going to pray. Amen? Okay, Mark 11:24 says, therefore, God saying, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Amen. What things soever you desire. Now watch here. When you pray. Now, just a side note here. Desire, the word desire, if you think about Psalm 37:4, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the what? He'll give you the desires of your heart, correct? So now he's saying of you, what things soever you desire. Now, that told me straight away, I should be delighting myself in the word of God and God, because he's going to give me my desires. He says, he said in Psalm 37:4, what things soever you desire, you'll get them if you're sold out to me, if you love me, basically, right? And so he says, yeah, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive what things soever you desired. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have. Everyone say have. You shall have them. Okay? That's correct. Now watch here. The word delight, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. I want the desires of my heart. But my heart's desires have to line up with God's desires for me. You see? So we're going to look at the next scripture. It'll tell us how. But watch here now. He says here, believe that you receive them. But that word, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. The word delight means make yourself soft and pliable. You need to be soft and pliable. In other words, God is the potter. Amen? And we happen to be the clay. You know that we were made from the clay of the ground. And God is busy molding us. You know, it's quite amazing. When you think about, no, I won't go into that because then I'll go on a rabbit trail and I want to take you there. I want to take you there next week, down the hatch. Next week we'll go there. All right, so now watch out. He says, so when you pray for whatsoever things you desire, believe that those things that you desire, when you pray, you shall have them. Now there's a condition to the word desire. There is a condition. Watch here in 1 John 5:14. This is a confidence that we have in Him, in God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know we have the petitions we wanted of Him, we desired of Him. So my request for whatever God's got has to be in line with His word. So when I know the word of God, I know the will of God. So when I'm praying for something that's written in here, it's God's will for my life. So now healing is obviously the will of God for my life. Prosperity is the will of God for my life. Controlling my own life is the will of God for my life. Come on. The fruits of the Spirit are what God wants for my life. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's all the will of God for my life. I can pray that all day and God will answer it every single time. Every single time. You with me? You're a Word of Faith church. I know you got it. All right, now watch here. So he says, this is a confidence that we have in Him. So now I get confidence if I ask anything according to His will. I don't have confidence if it's not according to His will. If you don't know, well, I'm not sure. Does God want me to have it? Get into the Word. Well, now it might be the job. I don't know if God wants me to buy this house or this car or this job, because there's no specific Pastor Gerard, buy yourself, whatever, you know, that car, Honda Accord. If God told me to get a car, it would be a Honda Accord. So we could all be in one accord. And then the presence of God would come, right? Hardy ha ha. And if it was a motorcycle, it would be a Triumph, because David came forth in his triumph. All right, a little bit of humor goes a long way, right? Okay, so now this is a confidence that we, all of us, no exclusions. You're not excluded from this. You're a child of God. This is the confidence that you can have, that if you go ask anything, anything according to His will. If it's in His will, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has heard that request. And if you ask it in faith and believe, He said, when you pray, believe, you receive it and you're going to have it. If you ask in faith and believe and you start calling things that are not as though they were, now you're saying, I'm healed when sickness is all over your body. You say, I'm prosperous when there's no money, honey. You're saying, I'm at peace when you can't sleep at night. I am at peace. I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. You're calling things that are not as though they were. The word, and it's according to His will, God says, okay, done deal. Your requisition has been sent to heaven, it's been signed by God, supply it. Amen. Amen. I was a buyer for De Beers Industrial Diamonds in South Africa, and everybody, we had 700 and something people there, 40 different sections. Every time someone wanted something, they had to come with a requisition form to me, and it had to be signed by their boss, and then I had to approve it as well. That I knew what they wanted. But it had to be signed by someone. I got the requisition in. I would then go ahead and order it. But some people would come to me sometimes and say, hey, I need to get a bunch of these tools. I say, go get a requisition. I can't do anything without it. Same with God. You have to ask according to His will. And in faith, that's the requisition that goes into the kingdom of heaven. He says, my eyes are upon the righteous. My ears are open unto their cry. I'm telling you, God hears it, He sees it, and He delivers it. Yes. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway.